Sometimes as a parent, you have the best intentions at heart. You're like, you know what? I want to bring my kids somewhere fun. We're going to do something they love. Then you spend the money, you've got the time, you show up there, and you realize this was a mistake. Mm. Huge mistake.
Yeah, sometimes it's that quick, too. You just walk right in, and you're like, oh, no. Yeah.
Producer John, what happened?
I took my son to a Jurassic Park, arena show. It's one of those things where the dinosaurs come out, and they're like animatronics. Some of them are dudes in suits. And I thought, great. He's 3.5 years old. He thinks dinosaurs are awesome. I'm going to take him to this show. And I walk in and they let us touch some of the animatronic dinosaurs. And that's cool. There's a whole little pre-show. And then the show itself starts, and 10 minutes into this show, like massive explosions go off and a life-size T-Rex head busts through the wall and starts roaring very loudly, like to the point where I'm like, this is loud for me. I look over at this kid and I'm expecting him to absolutely lose his mind. One saving grace was that I bought him one of those way overpriced swords before we walked in.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of freaking out, he just grabs a sword and he starts trying to fight the dinosaur.
Right.
Like, and he hits the guy in front of him in the head like 8 times.
Good
like,
idea.
I'm really
fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I don't know. Sometimes you bring the kids places and you think it's going to be so easy and such a good time. And it's like, it's not. And it's really stressful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We traveled, I want to say it was like 3 hours to get to a Legoland. And if you don't live somewhere that's near a Legoland, it's basically like an amusement park. But Legos is the theme of the place, right?
Sure, right.
Now, I would think, Dakota, my little one, I don't allow Legos in my house because I just can't stand them. The pieces go everywhere. Nobody
stepping
wants
on
them. Step on them.
Oh, gosh.
So I would think, like, I thought she would be so excited because it's this novelty that they have Legos everywhere and they have the Lego rides and all that. But what Legoland does is they have these sections of the park that are built with these incredible Lego sculptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do they put on the sign right next to it?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Can't touch it.
No climbing on the Lego structures.
Right.
So now, what do you think my 4-year-old wants to do?
Smash.
And the tickets to get in were so expensive. So all I'm doing the whole time is screaming at her and grabbing her and basically wrestling her to the ground while she's throwing a tantrum on the floor because she wants to climb on these structures that she can't.
Yeah, that stinks.
I was like, this was a mistake.
There's two kinds of kids. There's the kids who love the Legos because they want to build something and then that thing must exist and they must put it up on a shelf and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's the kid who's the only reason they like the Legos, and this is James and Dakota, the only reason they like the Legos is so that they can then destroy the
Smash
Legos.
Smash it to pieces. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the process, right? You build it and then you break it down.
Yeah. Nope. Not there.
Yeah.
Not there. You can only look. Don't touch on these ones.
It's just step one there, Raven.
Yeah.
I always thought it was strange when, so my first marriage, my stepdaughter, she used to always want to go to the casino with me. So we were in Vegas and you always wanted to go to the casino. And of course they have all these different, you know, there's childcare, but they have like, you know, the huge ballroom and they have like the different adventure parks and all that stuff. And it was a bad idea, not for her. It was a bad idea for me because what do you do while you're there? You can't go in the ballroom or whatever. So you go play blackjack. And then you're out of money. And that just seemed like a bad idea. Not exactly what you're saying,
no,
but bad for me anyways.
Not even close. And also, do you know how many of those contraptions I've gotten stuck in? So you have.
Well, again, I wouldn't venture that.
If you've ever had a 2-year-old that's stuck on the 3rd floor of one of those ball pit contractions, you know what I'm talking about, the tunnels and all that, and they're crying and they're looking down at you through the net, and they're, Mommy! You know what you do? You take off your shoes and you squeeze your tushy up there, and it is terrible.
If you leave it to me, I leave it to the attendant, and I'll just double down.
Right.
I'll split those 7s. That's what I'll do.
1-800-330-9999. You've ever been in this situation? You thought you were bringing your kid somewhere great, and it ended up being terrible? What happened? Parents always have the best intentions at heart, especially when they pay money to take kids somewhere that they think is going to be so much fun for them, and then they get to that place, and they realize this was a mistake.
I hate to break it to you, but you can't hit a home run every time. Sometimes you're going to miss.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Where did you bring your child that you thought was going to be great and it was a mistake? Megan.
Okay. I don't have kids, but I was babysitting my niece for the weekend. I don't have that much experience, and she's 2.5. And I made the mistake to take us to like a nice adult restaurant, and I didn't even bring anything for her because I didn't know I was supposed to. And she just started running around the restaurant and screaming and yelling. And we had to leave like halfway through the meal. I'm like, can we just get this to go? And my sister was like, you had to bring coloring books or a tablet or something. You can't just bring her without an activity. And it was just a disaster, and I just didn't know.
I'm the iPad mom. Like, I bring the iPad everywhere I go, and she puts on her headphones, and she goes into her little world, and go ahead, judge me. I don't even care anymore at this point. I'm too old for that. I have friends. They come fully equipped with activities in their purses. Coloring books. There's crayons. There's, like, the thing where you use a wet thing, and it makes colors appear. They have the wildest things, and I'm like, guys, you could just put an iPad in, and you don't have to do any of these things.
You know, rookie mistake, right? First time, you learned, right? You'll bring some more stuff with you next time, although you might not be allowed back in that restaurant.
Lucy, where did you bring your kid that was a big mistake?
So we took our kid when she was 4 to the Science Center, which in all wasn't a mistake, but there was a special room about reproduction and how babies were made. And on the ceiling, it was like a huge display with like a mom and a dad with like a like big sperm everywhere and an egg. And I mean, it's not that it's a bad thing to learn. It's just not quite age appropriate at 4 years old. And it just was a lot of questions came after that. Let's just say
so
that I wasn't
questions.
Ready.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Not
right.
What you were thinking you were talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a good time thinking you're going to learn about space and maybe some dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah. Simon, where did you bring your kid that was a big mistake?
So this one might be controversial, but we just did a big family trip to a certain magical theme park in Florida.
Mm.
They had a great time, and the problem is that now they won't stop talking, and every week they're asking to go back. It's like, I don't know what to say to them.
I had the opposite situation where I brought my little one Dakota last winter, and she's like not a fearful kid, but she was so scared of all the rides that she ruined the trip for all of us because she would cry and she wouldn't go on the rides, and then we had to take turns without her.
You were screaming in her face, suck it up!
Oh, the tantrums.
Suck it up! No.
I was not screaming in her face, but like it was so shocking that she was so afraid that she didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, we could spend so much money on this trip and we can't do anything, and she's having a miserable time.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No.
But it's like flying first class, right? You open that Pandora's box, your kid is bit by the bug now. She's going to want to get married there. She's going to want to do everything.
1-800-330-9999. Where did you bring your kid that was a big mistake? As parents, you always want to bring kids places that you think they'll enjoy. A lot of times, they cost a lot of money to take them to these places, too. But by the time you get there, you realize, oh, this was a big mistake. Where did you take your kid? 1-800-330-9999. Susan, where did you bring your child?
So when my oldest was 5, we had not yet realized his competitive nature, and we took him miniature golfing while we were on vacation. And we had to yell 4 every time he hit the ball because it was a line drive, and we had to leave, but we were asked to leave by the 9th hole because it was getting too dangerous for all those around us.
Yeah, not just that. I mean, like, you know, then they can get angry if they're not winning or they're not doing well or you're not allowing them to do that. Something about mini golf, like, people get irrationally angry.
My problem with my kids in the mini golf is that when they were little, they all want to go, you know how they have the water, like the water things? They want to go in the water.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't explain that. Like, that's not a pool, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's disgusting water.
Right.
Stay away from that water. Right.
That was a one and done. Thank you.
John, where did you bring your kid that you shouldn't have?
You know, I brought him over to what I used to do as a kid at McDonald's. They had the playpen, the playhouse, what it was called, in the back there with the slides and the ball pits. Like, I brought my kid there, and he's going down the slide, and he's like, ah, Daddy! He gets stuck on his shorts. There's a nail sticking out. Luckily, he didn't cut himself. He just got hung up on it. And I was like, this is not as safe as it used to be as a kid. Or we were just tougher back then. I don't know. Maybe we used to get dinged up, and we just didn't complain about it.
Playgrounds are dangerous. Like, I sound insane when I say that, but like, there's so many times that I'm just chasing my toddler around and I think she's gonna hurt herself, she's gonna fall off this, that's really high. She's not gonna be able to climb that.
There's nothing worse than getting stuck on a slide, right? I mean, it's the saddest slide ever. First off, slides are for sliding. All right, here's an update. Let's make it so you actually slide down it. The other thing is like, they're usually like hot or sticky or gross, or the angle's wrong. If you're going to put up a slide because it looks like a slide, but you put the angle so slight that nobody actually slides down it because you're worried about liability or whatever, get that slide out of here. We don't need this slide. This is a fake slide.
If your child is afraid of slides, so it's the best idea in the world. You want to go down the slide. You want to go down the slide.
They get up there.
They get all the way to the top. And then you're like, okay. All right, come.
Yeah.
All right, go, mama, go. Go. And there's
Can't kids behind them pushing on them.
Then you got to climb up to the top of the slide, and you got to go down with them, and it's like a whole thing.
Oh, man.
Slides. Chloe, where did you bring your child that you shouldn't have?
Oh, the worst mistake of my life. So I brought my son to my best friend's wedding, and I thought everything would go well. I mean, he's about 3 years old, but once it came to the after party, me and my husband were taking turns watching him. The music was too much, and I was doing a lot too, and I really wanted to have fun, and it was a party pooper for everybody. So I will never do that again.
Here's what I learned. You can only bring, if your children are invited to a wedding, which mine have been, you know, I come from a big family, I only will bring my kids if my parents are coming too, so then they can be in charge. That's been like, and it sounds so selfish to say that, but it's the truth. It's if they're there to help me, great. But if it's just me and my husband, nope, call the sitter.
Yeah, some parties are just better with the adults. It's just, you know, again, sooner or later you get a day off yourself.
Yeah, you
grandma and grandma
out.
Are there.
You just want to have fun. So unless mommy is there to watch the baby and be grandma and walk
right.
around holding the child, and I can sit at the bar and have my glass of Sauvignon Blanc, then nope, you stay home. With fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans, it's no wonder people who come to Cricket stay with Cricket.